Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Jake Reiner recently broke his silence 4 months after his parents were found deceased in their Brentwood home. The eldest son of Robin Michelle Reiner sat down. And he wrote something that that wasn't a press release. It wasn't a legal statement. It wasn't a strategic move. It was a Substack essay, actually, titled Mom and Dad. And in it, he said, what anyone living inside this kind of grief would say if they were brave enough to put it on paper. He said he still wakes up every morning trying to convince himself it wasn't a dream. He called it his living nightmare. He wrote about being robbed of his parents at his wedding, of them holding a future grandchild, of them watching him build the career he's still chasing. He said it simultaneously breaks his heart and enrages him. That's one brother. The other brother, the one of creating, accused of creating that nightmare, innocent until proven guilty, in my opinion, alleged, put that in front of everything going forward, is reportedly doing something very different from inside Twin Towers Correctional Facility. To insiders cited by Globe magazine, Nick Reiner is allegedly planning a revenge tell-all. Not a legal defense, not an apology, allegedly not a reckoning with what he's accused of doing. No, a tell-all, one designed, according to those sources, to lift the lid on what he calls his parents' sordid secrets, to name as many names as possible, and to cause as much embarrassment as he can to the people who reportedly stopped answering his calls. Now, look, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that certainly deserve tell-alls done on them. I don't know that Rob Reiner is one of them. I don't know that there's a sordid story behind the headlines here, other than a malignant, mentally ill narcissist, possibly psychopath, that sees a way to fund his defense by making a lot of shit up. And as we go through this, give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. One brother mourns, the other allegedly schemes. And the distance between those two responses is the entire map of how this family was torn apart. To understand why the reported tell-all matters, not as gossip, but as a window into what's really happening inside Nick Reiner's mind, you have to understand the sequence of events that led to this moment. After his arrest on December 14th of 25, Nick initially retained high-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson. Yes, Alan Jackson from the Karen Reed trial. Seems like the kind of hire a family with resources might make. But January, right after they hired him, Jackson withdrew from the case, citing circumstances beyond his or Nick's control that made it impossible to continue. Before walking away, Jackson made a pointed public statement that under California law, Nick Reiner is not guilty of murder. That's what Alan Jackson said in his moment on the court steps as he spews a lot of shit. Remember, Alan Jackson, he's a defense attorney. We could probably find a lot of statements Alan Jackson has made on court steps that turn out to be not exactly in line with reality. But again, that's a defense attorney. It's not a comment on any case or this or that. I'm saying it's kind of their job. Vigorously defending their client, even though he wasn't his client at that moment in time. He was still coming through as a defense attorney. I'm not faulting him that. I'm just telling you what that is when we're looking at it. It's not necessarily a statement of fact. It's an opinion by a defense attorney on a courthouse step. It looks dramatic. It looks exciting. It looks like, wow! If you're not one who tends to review material or look things up or do research or double check things, and you just take things at face value, I'm sure that's a powerful statement. And it may be right, technically. I'm not saying it's wrong either, because under California law, if Nick Reiner is in fact guilty of murder, which it sure as hell seems like he is, in my opinion, even if he did the act, even if he committed this act, under California law, he may not be guilty of it. Why? Because if we get into mental health arguments, did he understand what he was doing was murder at the time? All of that, it's another road to get down. We don't need to get down at this exact moment in time. That statement, though, left a trail of breadcrumbs. It pointed towards something the public was already whispering about, an insanity defense. But it also marked the moment when the financial and emotional lifeline from Nick's surviving siblings apparently went dark. Sources have reported that Jake and Romy may have stopped funding Jackson's legal fees at that moment in time, but would make sense. Beyond his control, Nick was reassigned to public defender Kimberly Green, a courthouse veteran with nearly two decades of experience in the family that had reportedly spent years trying to save Nick, funding rehab after rehab, absorbing crisis after crisis, drew a line. An insider quoted by Globe put it bluntly, to the surviving family members, Nick is Satan incarnate. They reportedly wanted nothing to do with him. And the prospect of a tell-all, according to that same insider, would pile agony on top of grief that hasn't even begun to settle. But here's what makes that tell-all reporting more than tabloid noise. It sits inside a much larger picture of Nick Reiner's reported mental state, one that multiple sources have described in terms that go well beyond anger or resentment. According to TMZ's documentary on the case, sources connected to the Reiner family say Nick knows what he did. He reportedly acknowledged the act himself, but he allegedly does not understand why he's in jail. Sources described him as delusional, believing that the people who put him behind bars are part of a conspiracy against him. This is common when you have someone that is mentally ill. It's not as clean cut as we'd like it to be. I mean, I don't know what's better. I mean, what is better? Honest to God, if you're Nick's family, if you're Nick, I mean, ask yourself that for a second. What's better here? Is it Nick Reiner being this if in fact this isn't an act, if this in fact is him, he doesn't understand why he's in jail, even though he did this, there's something seriously wrong there. Does that make this easier to digest? Or is it easier to digest if you're just thinking he's an awful human being who does what he wants, when he wants, and drug-fueled, by choice, tantrums that he's had throughout his life? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if any of them are, none of them land great. And I guess you're kind of playing, you know, least worst of the worst, which is never really a fun game, and it never really ends well. Harvey Levin, reported from jail sources, described Nick as out of his head and almost childlike, unable to process the consequences of what he's been accused of. Other accounts describe him screaming his innocence at night and curling up during the day inside a facility that's been described in reports as plagued by mold, broken plumbing, and conditions no one would choose. That part I kind of like, actually. That's a shame. The reported root of that mental state traces back to a medication change. Nick was reportedly diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder in 2020, a condition the Mayo Clinic describes as a combination of schizophrenia symptoms, including hallucinations, delusions, alongside severe mood disorder symptoms. And again, all could be very true. He could, I know there's a lot of people like, he's just a horrible person. And like, yeah, sometimes horrible people are this. That's what makes them horrible people. Their brain does not work right. I mean, it's not, I'm not asking for grace. I'm just trying to, let's be sure we're, you know, operating on the same deck and talking about the same sort of things here and understanding them for what they are, not just pure emotion and our own rage of let's burn him. I get that. But if we want to get ahead of these people in the future, it's good to take a close look at what the recipe is that made these people and what's going on in their brains to identify it early. Not just horrible people, burn them at the stake. Like, yeah, we've done that for a long time. It doesn't really fix anything, though, does it? Things just keep getting worse. According to the TMZ documentary, doctors changed the medication he was taking for the condition roughly a month before the murders, after Nick reportedly complained about weight gain. That's a choice you probably want to take back. Sources say that that change destabilized him. And according to the same sources, his medication still isn't working properly inside Twin Towers. None of that is offered as an excuse. It is offered as context, because the tell-all, if the reporting is accurate, doesn't emerge from a place of strategic calculation. It emerges from a mind that, according to multiple sourced accounts, cannot hold the reality of its own situation. So I'm sure a tell-all's really going to be telling sane reality, right? The man who reportedly cannot process why he's incarcerated wants to write a book explaining why his parents' life were taken by him. If I did it, seen that book already, that worked out well. A man described as almost childlike in his comprehension of consequences wants to control the narrative of a double homicide case that has captivated the country. That's not strategy. That is the illness still running the show, and the people around him are still paying the price for it. Which brings us back to Jake. Because Jake's essay doesn't just grieve. It reveals. When you hold it up against what Nick is reportedly doing from his cell, I mean, that contrast isn't just emotional. It's structural. It tells you everything about who these men are and what they took from the same family. Jake wrote about the night of December 14th. He was at Union Station attending a celebration of life for a close friend who had recently passed. His sister, Romy, called. Their father was dead. Minutes later, she called again. Their mother was dead. Jake described the 45-minute Lyft ride from downtown Los Angeles to the family home in Brentwood as unendurable. His world, as he knew it, had collapsed. He was in a trance. The only thing he could focus on was getting to his childhood home, getting to his sister, figuring out what had just happened. He wrote about his parents as his guiding lights. He called his mother his confidant, something or someone he could talk to for hours when life got complicated. He called his father his hero and said he felt he could come to him with anything. He wrote about watching Dodgers games with his dad, about seeing Les Miserables with his mom, about experiences he knows most people never get because of who his parents were. And then he wrote the line that lands hardest. He would trade every Dodger game, every Broadway show, every vacation if he could spend one more hour talking to them and saying goodbye. That's who Rob and Michelle Reiner were to the son who survived them. Guiding lights, confidants, heroes, the foundation of who he is as a human being. And the reported tell-all, the one their other son allegedly wants to write, it would take those same people, the parents who funded treatment after treatment, who made a film about his addiction alongside him, who let him live in the guest house on their property, who brought him to a holiday party the night before they were allegedly killed, and recast them as villains with sordid secrets, not because they wronged him, not because they abandoned him, but because, according to sources, he's furious that the people still alive have finally stopped orbiting his destruction. If you know anything about narcissists or borderlines or psychopaths or sociopaths, this is what they do. It's like they all go to the same convention and go, when everyone finally abandons you, here's how to get them back. Here's how to try and destroy their world. I go, it's a great idea. Rob and Michelle Reiner didn't abandon Nick. By every available account, they were the opposite of absent. They poured resources into his recovery for years. They brought him into their professional world. They kept him close, literally on their property. And according to the accounts that have emerged since their deaths, Michelle had grown increasingly concerned about his mental health in the weeks leading up to December 14th. They weren't parents who looked away. They were parents who looked directly at the problem over and over and kept trying. And they had a million reasons to not, but they did. The tell-all, if it materializes, would attempt to rewrite that. And that's what makes it so revealing, not as a publishing event, but as a psychological one. Nick Reiner's reported desire to expose his parents' secrets isn't the act of someone seeking justice or clarity. It's the act of someone who, according to the people closest to the situation, has spent a lifetime reframing the people trying to help him as the people causing his pain. This tell-all isn't a new behavior. It's allegedly the same behavior, just with a manuscript instead of a manipulated conversation. Jake seems to understand that. His essay doesn't mention Nick by name in the context of blame. He refers to having his brother at the center of it and calls it almost too impossible to process. He doesn't rage. He doesn't accuse. He asks for love and compassion, the same principles he writes that his parents lived by. And he closes by acknowledging what everyone around him already knows, that for the people inside this tragedy, it's not something that fades with time. It's every single day. The legal reality continues to unfold. Nick faces two counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances that make the case eligible for death penalty or life without parole. The DA's office is still weighing whether to pursue execution, with prosecutors reportedly invited to hear arguments from the defense. A hearing approaching in Los Angeles will set the timeline for a preliminary hearing, though the DA has signaled that the volume of discovery, a pending coroner's report, and potential expert testimony requests will likely push the timeline further out. An insanity defense remains a very strong possibility given the documented history of schizoaffective disorder and the medication change that multiple sources have cited as a destabilizing event. It could also be all performance. Think of that too. We don't know. I'm not saying I know, but this is a man who knows how to manipulate. And what better way to look crazy than writing a crazy tell-all book that's not remotely based in reality? Look at this writing. He's clearly out of his mind. He's insane. That's what we're going to plead. Seems like a logical strategy to me if I were a defense attorney. Have him write the book. That'll help you with your insanity defense. But is he really insane, or is it all manipulation? Say a bunch of crazy shit and then boom. That's the problem with people like this. People who some days probably are not operating with a full set of cards. And other days they are. The thing is, both days the same engine is running, the same engine of manipulation, the same engine of cognitive dissonance from reality, the same engine that really looks very similar depending on what day you're looking at. Very different from the inside as to if he's operating on facts and reality or if he's operating on greed and arrogance and selfishness and all of that. Manipulation. Gaslighting. Sometimes if that's just your mode, that's all you know how to do, you don't even know you're doing it. That's just how people operate, right? That's how some operate. It's now the rest of the world's job here, well, more specifically, a jury eventually, and the DA in Los Angeles to determine what the hell actually is going on here. The legal process, however it plays out, won't resolve the human damage that's already been done. And the reported tell-all, whether it ever reaches a publisher or dies as a scribbled note in a jail cell, has already accomplished something. It has shown, according to those who've reported on it, that the pattern hasn't changed, even from inside a correctional facility, even facing the most serious charges the state of California can bring, even after allegedly taking the lives of the two people who tried hardest to save him. Families who love someone dangerous spend years being the only barrier between that person and total collapse. They absorb the chaos. They fund the recovery. They make excuses, set boundaries, reset boundaries, and absorb more chaos. And when those families finally step back or are taken away, the person left behind doesn't sit with it. They don't reflect. They retaliate. Not because the family failed them, but because the family was the last thing standing between them and the version of reality they've constructed. And without that buffer, the only move left is to burn the record. Nick Reiner's reported tell-all is in a book. It's allegedly the last attempt to manipulate people who can no longer be manipulated. And Jake Reiner's essay, Raw, Restrained Human, is proof that the people who actually loved Rob and Michelle don't need a tell-all to honor them. They just need the truth to tell. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. Is Nick Reiner in that cell right now? Is this all a manipulation play? Let's look as crazy as possible. Or is it genuine? Is he just that far gone? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm curious to get your thoughts on where you stand. We'll continue that conversation there in the comments. Substack and YouTube are the best places to do it. Links are in the description. All right? I will see you there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this as we, of course, continue to bring you the latest on this and many stories here at the Hidden Killers podcast. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
¿Por qué siempre es un caos cuando nos juntamos?
Porque nadie planea nada, bro. Menos mal que la Rogue está lista para eso.
Yeah, lluvia, tierra, lo que sea. Con all-wheel drive disponible y 5 modos de manejo, we're still outside.
Y también tiene power. ¿Ese turbo?
El torque está durísimo. Más torque que cualquier motor de gasolina en su clase.
La Rogue no relaja. Y mira el espacio. Merch on merch, gear, mics, todo cabe.
Load up, we out.
La 2026 Nissan Rogue hecha para todo.
Segmentación de Auto Pacific 2026 Nissan Rogue versus los últimos competidores en el mercado dentro de la categoría X SUV Mainstream Midsize Class, excluyendo vehículos eléctricos, basado en los sitios web del fabricante.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.